Welcome to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. October is National Pizza Month, and I, Sean Taylor, am on my fifth annual mission to eat a slice of pizza a day at 31 different locations with at least one witness. This podcast is an audio log of my quest for the 31 days of pizza. Today was day 9 of Pizza Month 2006, and I went to
California Pizza Kitchen.
I met up with
Jared Berenstain,
and I ordered
5/6 of a pepperoni pizza and 1/6 of a Thai chicken.
Step this guy in.
All right, so it's day 9, October 9th, and today I, Sean Taylor, am joined with
Jared Berenstain,
and we are going to the
California Pizza Kitchen.
All right, and where is this located? It's on
This is on 60th Street and 3rd Avenue, between 3rd and 2nd Avenue.
Thanks. Let's go get some pizza. Can I please get the pepperoni pomodoro?
I'll have the tattooed pizza.
Right.
Can I get that with no garnish peanuts on it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. The pizza's just arrived. My pepperoni one is... I think pepperonis are very well distributed. Look how thin the crust is.
I think, yeah, well, that was the whole thing. It's a Neapolitan pizza. You know, lots of herbs. You get lots of herbs on your pizza.
Yeah, there's a lot of Italian spices.
I think I'm a little disappointed with your choice because it's very traditional. And, like, the whole thing about California Pizza Kitchen is, like, crazy, you know, like, throwing a whole bunch of weird shit on your pizza.
Well, what we'll do is we'll shave one slice, though.
Of course, absolutely.
I want to get someone traditional, so that way it's a little bit easier for me to compare.
Of course.
But it looks like I will have 5/6 of... I will eat 5/6 of a pepperoni pizza and 1/6 of a Thai chicken pizza. And I can't wait to do that. Even though I ended up choosing the more traditional one, it smells so good. A little bit shiny, kind of greasy, but that just means it's good. So Jarrett and I just finished eating our pizza, and what was your initial what was your immediate impression of that pizza?
Of your pizza or my pizza?
The Thai chicken one.
Thai chicken pizza? Well, I've had the Thai chicken pizza hundreds of times, and, you know, I'm always very pleased with it. It's just a really great combination of flavors with the peanut sauce and the bean sprouts and the chicken, you know.
I really like the chicken seemed, like, real tender and, like, moist. It was, like, marinated.
I think CBK does a good job of, you know, of being a good, clean chain, you know, good well-managed chain restaurant.
As far as the other slice, I gave you one of my slices, and keep in mind, 5/6 of what I ate was my pizza. I was pretty impressed with that, too, because it had the fresh tomatoes in the sauce.
Very well-constructed pizza, you know. Very easy to make a slice of cheese with tomato sauce, but this was clearly, there was more thought put into it.
It was very thin crust, and it was like almost like cracker thin. Yeah. Like I even have a little
which
bit.
Which I enjoy. Yeah, I enjoy it very much.
Yeah, I like it too. I mean, I think that it means that it probably won't fill you up as much.
Of course, less food on your plate.
But that gives you like room for dessert.
It does give you room for dessert. Indeed.
I'm not really in the mood for dessert, though.
I don't eat dessert because I'm so freakishly fat.
This is a podcast.
Well, no one can tell then that I'm so horrifically fat that I can't eat dessert.
Ugh. So I noticed you called it CPK.
CPK, well, that's what all the kids are calling it. That's what all the cool kids are referring to California Pizza Kitchen as.
Because you're from California.
Yes, I am from California.
Did you ever go to a California Pizza Kitchen while you were in California?
Very frequently. Very often. Usually when I'm at my, like, hungriest and, you know, like, I don't know what to eat. And, you know, it was like, I gotta make a decision quick because I'm starving. And then I remember California Pizza Kitchen. It's always like, yes, that's exactly what I want. And sometimes I do that here in New York City. But over there in California, because they're all over the place, it was much easier to do.
Well, I noticed that you said that you eat the Thai food, or the way, the Thai chicken?
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Thai chicken pizza.
Thai chicken pizza. That really did taste like a delicious Thai food. Like, if it weren't on a pizza, it would taste like really good Thai food.
Yeah.
And then it was, on top of that, it was... on pizza.
On a pizza, yeah. So it's the best of the only two worlds of food that there are, pizza and Thai food.
The best two worlds.
Finally brought those two worlds together in one delicious pizza.
Where did you live in California?
Los Angeles. I lived, where I grew up was in Brentwood, which is a very wealthy neighborhood.
I know that, from OJ.
From the OJ. I lived equidistant between where OJ lived and where the murders took place. So we got a lot of people stop me on the street when I was just in my neighborhood asking me where they lived. And, so a lot of tourists went by to go look at the murder sites.
Wow. You were right in the midpoint of those?
Yeah. Very, very sort of, residential area. Suddenly, lots of traffic going through, stopping and looky-loo.
It's interesting what makes, a fascinating, landmark,
People would bring their kids on Sunday, and you'd see them outside, filming a spot of grass where, a dead body once lied. A famous dead body once lied.
I mean, I don't know if you've been in any Civil War battlefields, mm-hmm. Now, since you've been on the East Coast, but, you go to them, it's like, oh, amazing, we're going to see Civil War battlefields, but that's really what they are, is just fields.
I'm sure they're very nice fields. This was just a person's lawn, though, and not even that nice of a lawn, it was for, a condo, So I can see that as being, at least a very pleasing aesthetic sight, long rolling hills with some historical significance to it, the Civil War, that's when we fought, for the freedom and the Revolutionary War, when we fought for the freedom of the country. This was just a murder, a terrible, terrible murder.
Do you, were you there when the new occupants took over the houses?
What, no. I we weren't neighborly. I wasn't who's going to move into this, Nicole Simpson house now that she's gone? We didn't bring them a fruit platter.
I wonder, though, the new people, you do hope the realtor mentioned it,
Well, of course. It was one of the most famous locations in all of Los Angeles. I'm sure it went for a lot of money to some sick freak, some sick person.
It's probably be haunted, too.
It's probably haunted, yeah. But, she was very attractive, so, that's probably a good haunting.
And Ron Goldman wasn't a bad-looking guy, either.
He wasn't.
There was a really long wait, supposedly, mm-hmm. but we were in 10 minutes.
Yeah,
so it really wasn't
minutes.
That bad.
We got a spot by the enormous window, looking out over financial buildings and a French restaurant.
And the restaurant is offset from the road, so you don't hear any of the city noises.
Exactly.
Maybe
a nice little,
pretend like you're in California, maybe.
An atrium area. Almost.
Is it like this in California?
It is. There's lots of space.
Do you ever go back?
Los Angeles? Every once in a while, but now that I've been in New York, this is sort of whenever I go back there, it used to feel like I was going home, but now it just feels like I'm going someplace different, I still have some friends out there, so it's nice to visit, but I like being in New York better now.
Well, I'm glad you're in New York too, because then now you can join me for Pizza Month. Thank you very much, Jared.
Thank you, Chantel.
Thank you for tuning in to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. Please stay subscribed and follow me in my quest for the 31 days of pizza.